Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all cocaine.
Do it!
She muted. Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play standard edition of a video game
and
break it down
and
week by week.
And don't sneeze on air.
And don't sneeze. Kaylee was just about to sneeze for the intro. I was trying to catch it, and then she muted like a pro.
I know. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to wet sneeze into the,
ooh, a wet
into
one.
The microphone. Wow. Gross.
Very Baldur's Gate friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Patreon.
Already getting wet on the pod.
Oh. Wow.
In the worst possible way.
I mean, I do have shots.
What do you think?
For trying to do that.
Oh, okay. So we've got two rounds coming at us. I got mine right here too, Jackie. Yay. Let me tell you all about them. This one wrote in for one of our one-star reviews.
Yay.
Ready? Here you go.
Oh, nice.
Our one-star review is, podcast hosts are alcoholics and never stop talking. They just talk. Except for Alan. He doesn't say as much. Good job, Alan. Also, are they playing Baldur's Gate 3? It was my favorite game before anyone else's. Billy still owes me $80 for Resident Evil 4. Why do I listen to this every week if I hate it so much? One star, drink whatever you want. Adam from Canada.
Oh, nice.
That's hilarious. Wow.
That's all done. That's great. It's a great one-star review.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, cheers, sir. That's,
that's a one-star I could get behind. Cheers. Wow.
Cheers.
Man, games are expensive these days. $80. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just for Billy and I to relive like our nostalgia.
Just to,
it's kind of
pretend
worth it
like we're not old or something.
Yeah. I thought it was worth it.
Oh, there you go, Jackie. What is that, Jackie?
A pickleback.
Yeah.
Bonkers.
I pretty much only buy pickles for the pickle packs.
Oh, right.
Well, Jackie, you got a second one. Let me tell you what someone just got to another round here. Ooh. Coming at you hot. This one's a little longer, so I'm going to read fast, but feel free to heckle me as I go. Hiya, standards. Have whatever you fancy, especially if it helps you record more. Been listening since Elden Ring, loved it. However, Baldur's Gate 3, keep playing. I'm in Act 3 at the moment, won't spoil anything, but cannot wait for you to talk about all the plot twists, new characters you'll meet, character reveals, and locations. This game is huge, with lots of truly funny moments. The other day, my Tav, can you guys tell me what that is? What's a Tav?
That's the default name of your custom character.
Oh, you knew that, right, Alan? We knew that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I thought
the default name was Alan.
Yeah.
That's just Alan's default name. Whenever Alan buys a video game, they adjust it, you know, on purpose. Yeah, so it's always Alan.
It's preloaded.
It's all tailored to me.
Well, get this. The other day, my Tav briefly bumped into another Alan.
What?
Can you believe it?
What?
Cool.
Regarding Asterion and your company, him all the time, pretty much, as he is great at spotting and disarming traps, opening all sorts of locks, stealing precious things, and making you rich, and, to be honest, also for his snarky comments throughout the play, particularly when Will goes on and on about his stuff. Anyway, enjoy your drinks and keep recording. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.
Pip, pip. Pip, pip.
Ooh, thank you.
If you would like to buy us a round that we drink on the pod, you can go to our website at Standard Dish, and there are some options there. If you just want to write us in a comical one-star review, not that you leave, okay, you just write it in, and we'll read it. You can attach it to a round, but you can also just write us in either Jackie at Instagram, meaning Jackie will read it from Instagram.
I run the Instagram.
By saying standard edition at Instagram, or you can send an email and I'll read that. And I don't know if Alan even checks X anymore.
It's there. I'm watching. Don't worry.
Okay, always, surprise us. You send us an X or whatever that means.
Yeah, if you want
to
send
us. Just impressed you remembered to call it X. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I still call it Twitter.
That's why I think it's starting to die, because now the fun of formerly Twitter, I feel like, is wearing off, and it's just X, and that's making it this, like, I don't even, it's not even fun to talk about that platform anymore. Mm-hmm.
No.
I do have
sad place now.
Good, take it away.
Some
Oh, nice.
Some mail. Do they have a fun handle? What is, let me see. Ooh, Spider Keys says, "Hey guys, have just started listening to you guys and wanted to pass on a message of warmth and thankfulness. I'm currently listening to D, Death, and the Deep Root Depths."
Oh,
it's like
that's a throwback.
Yellow leather, red leather.
Deep cut. D in the deep,
deep cut.
I am so happy that you guys are still posting and that your next two games are both games I can play along with you. Please stay amazing and keep up the great content. And then a red heart emoji. Can't wait to start BG3 myself and actually be able to play along and listen. I've finished Elden Ring a few times at this point. That's amazing.
Nice.
Bravo. Wow,
yeah. Congrats. Yeah.
Well done.
Cool. All done.
Well, let's talk about Baldur's Gate then. And yeah. Thanks for writing in, and you can write in at Standard Edition. You can support us on Patreon, where we also will read your shit right away, and you can, we also sometimes drop videos there. And
actually,
yeah, what else?
I got another funny piece of mail. Someone that we've read a few times, I think probably, says, "I'm shocked and appalled at the fact that everyone let Asterion feed on them. I nearly killed him on the spot for his pretentious attitude alone, let alone trying to drink my blood. He deserves to be hungry."
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Fair.
Okay, you know, I mean, that's a take.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fair awesome. One, too. Yeah.
Like, awesome.
Normally, probably.
It's a funny thing. Yeah. I feel like if I could roleplay that game without knowing I'm playing a game, I would have done what they did. But it, something about, like, I'm in the game, everyone talks about it. In my meta world, this actor just won an award. So, like, I can't kill this motherfucker yet. He hasn't done shit yet. So he's got to be sticking around. I couldn't roleplay it right. I just saw it as, like, I can't break the game
yet. An opportunity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
You know what? You reminded me of one more, Jackie, I almost missed. "Hey, Standard Gang. The year in review was fun." Our year in review last episode. Please do that again next year. I think here's our only write-in so far of a good take on the Radon episode and what was the valuable piece.
Okay. Yes.
"I think the Radon episode was great because you were all so psyched about playing that game. It was palpable. But I also have input." So I think, that
makes sense.
Up. And that was does. A height, I think, for a lot of people probably playing it too, for those who didn't beat it, I imagine you probably make it to Radon. Like, you're still pretty hooked at that point. Shortly after that, you got to be super committed, you know, to make it the long haul for how many hours that game goes. Like, even you, Jackie, I think we started losing you a few times there where you would, like, mood swings where you'd be, like, 2 weeks later, you're bored with the game, but then you get hooked back in for, like, some side quest. Mm-hmm. And then you get, like, bored with the game again because we're still playing it and stuff. So I could totally see that. All right. Important Baldur's Gate 3 info added here. From Mayhew, "You do not have to take camp supplies out of the traveler's chest to use them." So I was getting bad info from y'all, and here's our fact checking. "The game will give you a pop-up that says you don't have enough camp supplies in your inventory, but if you ignore that pop-up and click through it, you can select from all your camp supplies, including the ones in your traveler's chest. When you are exploring the world, just send every bit of food and alcohol straight to camp, and you will never have to think about it again." All right. Cool. So thanks for writing in, because that is what I started doing.
Good to know.
That is good knowledge.
I also appreciate that alcohol counts as a camp supply. Mm. I do appreciate that a lot.
I mean, if it's a podcast supply, it's a camp supply. I appreciate that they're staying.
Do you guys ever take pleasure in choosing what everyone's going to eat at camp tonight? ooh, a fish and some garlic. And some fire swill. You know what I mean? Just putting together meal for everybody.
I was going to say,
Are you pairing
me picturing Alan doing that is the funniest part to me.
No, that's not.
You can't just feed them 20 sausages, you know? You need some roughage.
You can.
I'm just looking at the numbers. Oh, three. No, over. Okay, back to two. But I'm coming from a chef. That totally makes sense. It tracks.
That
you're preparing a straight up meal for camp.
True.
Do you get any benefits for being smarter?
No.
No. Okay. I was just curious. I didn't even
psychological pleasure.
Satisfaction. What a thing.
Layer.
All right, can we go to the goblin camp? I want to fuck these people.
Yeah.
Up. I want to throw poo in faces.
Is that how you got in?
I don't know. Should we talk about it?
Tell us how you got into the goblin camp, Billy.
Well, first, what happens when you approach the gates, Kaylee?
You approach the gates, and there's a bunch of goblins standing there. And what?
He calls you. He calls you feck. He calls you feck shite.
Yeah,
he does call you feck shite.
Oh, jeez.
He threatens to have his warg eat you, and then you have to somehow get through him. Which, if you were me, I took the easy route and just did the illithid. No, let me in. And they were like, okay.
Yeah. Mine was already expended.
Me too. Right. That's like, it's like an every rest, which I didn't realize. But I think it's for each character.
It is.
So if you swap characters, I think you can use their illithid power.
That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do that. I think I did it once. On purpose.
Isn't it also per parasite that you've used? Because that's also been a new thing that we've gotten, like that you've put in your brain.
Oh.
Wait, that's so you put the other parasite in your brain?
So everybody, I thought we had gotten to this. All right, so there's
where
your,
was
all right,
this?
Drink.
Drink!
Kayla's doing the thing.
This is
I got
coming,
so far too.
I just don't remember where it happened.
No. I think I just didn't make the choice you made. I think is going to be the difference.
We did get a dream visitor as well, right? At some point, that was.
I think I'm not resting as often as you guys are.
Yeah, I was going to say I didn't get a dream visitor though.
Oh,
okay.
I'm always taking naps. I think that's also
you guys loot too much. That's the difference. I can't sleep as often because I'm just. I don't want to click on every barrel in the fucking.
Because you don't have any food.
Wow.
Yeah, Billy is like on a real Oregon Trail like run. Yeah.
He's just running on like empty spell slots and healing potions.
You guys are treating your people like kings. Fucking stop! And we're making 4-course meals over here. Different colors on each plate. Getting some roughage in. No, these bitches are hiking. Until they drop. It's like Lord of the Rings up in here. Yeah. We're just mushrooms. Going. You got to keep running, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so Billy, how'd you get past the goblin guards?
Well, so one of the dialogue things, if you don't do that, I can't remember the preceding option, but basically he's like, if you stick your face in this warg shit on the ground, then I'll let you through and like, you know, basically like subjugate yourself to me. Mm-hmm. And then one of the options is pick it up and throw it in his face. So obviously I did that. So I chose I don't think it's a phrase like this, but you begin to act like you're going to lean into it. And then instead you scoop it and you fling it in his face, which throws you all into a fight, but does give him a status effect of you know.
What?
I can't remember what they phrased it as, but it's just like, you know,
blindness.
He rolls a little shittier, I think.
Conjunctivitis?
You poison.
Conjunctivitis. Bitch. Being a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what he got.
He got the bitch status.
He got status effect. Yeah. Yeah, status effect dunked on.
So question, during this fight, did anyone beat on a drum?
No. Whoa. You don't want to do that. That's their warning thing, right?
Yes.
I was preventing people from reaching
not
the drums.
Not you, but I meant the enemy.
Oh, I see.
Did any enemies beat on the drum?
I was trying to target the people running
good.
For them.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they did beat on the drum, but I'm not sure if people ever made it there. I think they might have.
So you fought them too, Alan?
Either I fought them or they just like went away after. I never, again, I didn't do the cutscene. I didn't do the interaction. I just like straight up started the battle.
So you're always fighting. You're always like targeting from a distance. Is that what you're doing, Alan?
No, time I actually like did a bit of a sneaky thing. I like broke off the main like party like went up to the top and like kind of started the fight there, like backstabbed somebody or killed somebody there pretty fast, and then like kind of did a pretty sneaky run there. And I don't know if it threw it all, I think it threw them off a bit doing that, but I didn't get the, I guess, yeah, I should really just like go into the fight thinking there might be an interaction before trying to like anticipate it, because they were like, get rid of the Gomba Cap. So I'm like, cool, first comments I see, you're out of here. And then I, so,
you which should keep later, doing it your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah, maybe. So yeah, I didn't get the options there. I just started fighting.
Wait, I have a question about that. When you're stealthing like that and you pick someone off who, I assume you killed them before they alerted anyone or before they even saw you maybe, does that alert everyone or do you stay out of combat but you took them out? How does that work?
Yeah, I was crouching. So I think when you're crouching, they can't like see you potentially. I think if you're moving around. So I got up behind somebody. I think I did like just kill them in one shot maybe. And they didn't get alerted. But then I like shot someone from far away to kind of get the rest of them up there. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they didn't get alerted initially. If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I wonder.
And this put you in a good position. Sorry.
I wonder about, so when you go to hide, it'll show you on the ground like a red cone, which is someone's line of sight. And I feel like if you kill someone and they're not in line of sight of anyone else, it shouldn't alert them. But I don't know for sure if that's how that works.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah. I remember seeing the red like on the ground and then kind of walking around it. And then they kept like turning. So like some of it, like I had to kind of pick my opportunity to go in and kill them. But then the rest of my party was like kind of separated. So it was just me fighting everybody. Like it was kind of weird. Like it was a weird way to start a fight. I started the fight and it was just Alan, right? And everybody else was waiting on the bridge and I'm like, are they not going to join? Oh, they're not getting initiated. Oh, this is stupid. So then I ran back to my party. So kind of like fleeing and fighting at the same time. It was kind of it ended up working out really well, but not anything I would recommend doing.
Well, actually.
Yeah, it was like almost like reverse strategy somehow. I don't know how it all fell into place.
There are places where that can be advantageous because if you are not, if you send one person in, the other three are not yet in initiative. They haven't rolled for their place in line. Mm. So if they come into the battle, they can just go first. You could just get a free hit and then you roll for initiative. You know what I mean?
No.
How?
So like, okay. Wow. You selected Alan and you sent Alan in to go fight. And the three other people are like around the corner. Sure. So the fight has started. At any point during that fight with just Alan, you can switch over, press L2 or you know what I mean? Switch over to someone who's waiting around the corner, send them into the fight, make an attack. And they just get that for free without having to wait for someone else to go first. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Okay.
That does make more sense than what I did.
Because they're out of the fight. And so when you start a fight, you switch. Your party isn't automatically in the fight.
Correct. It's only
if you separate.
It's only who's in the group. So if you split someone off of the group, the other people are not affected. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yep. So that's, it's a fun way to fight, I guess. I don't think I did switch out. I didn't think I think I just walked back to those people, which weren't too far, but it was kind of like extra steps. Makes more sense the way you're thinking of it, or the way you should do it, probably.
I mean, you got in, right?
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Well, everyone else had what about you two, though? What, anything different? Or?
So I went in with my illithid power already spent. So I just did mind reading instead. And I'm always worried about the mind reading option because you have to roll. And sometimes the roll is pretty high. Like it might be like 15 or something. You're like, oh shit, I'm not going to make it. And then they're going to know that I was trying to read their mind and then they're going to be angry. But this one was pretty low. I think it was like a 9. So I was able to read his mind and he was thinking like, oh, I hope this isn't somebody that that's important, the boss's messenger. Because if the boss hears that I gave their messenger a hard time, then I'm going to be in the shits. So it's like, I'm the boss's messenger.
Nice.
Yep. And they let me go in.
I can't quite remember if it was an Elithid thing or if it was just the persuasion role, but my newly barred character has super high persuasion. So I did one of those two things. I forget which one it was. But yeah, no fight.
Nice.
So then you get in the camp.
Uh-huh.
So you two persuaded your way in. Mm-hmm. So obviously people were not attacking you. Mm-hmm. Alan, I'm curious for you because I fucking killed everybody and I kick the doors open. And then inside, nobody's fighting me and they're all just like, and like the bard is singing, they're like, what up, bitch? Yeah. Oh, you got a mark? Whatever. Woo. You should go into prison. Do whatever you want. And I was like, wait, what? I'm so... So those little moments keep like confusing me.
Where I'm everyone like in the courtyard or like...
You know, the bard's like on a podium.
Yeah, right, shit. Right.
Were people attacking you or were you just doing whatever you want?
You know, what's funny is that... I don't know if I might have restarted the encounter, but the first time I went into camp, I think there was like a question or something. There was like, turn yourself in or like, basically like, you're the one that's causing all this like stuff, right? Mm. And then the second time I went in, they didn't aggro at all, which is odd, even though I killed all those other people before. So, because I didn't really want to, because by the time I got to camp, I was like, oh, like I didn't have to actually do all that stuff before. I probably could have snuck in somehow or like did other things because they're pissed at me now and I kind of have to do stuff in here. So yeah, that's kind of, it dawned on me. And then I was like, oh shit. On the second encounter, they didn't have any aggression towards me. So I was like, I ran with it and I'm like, okay, we just walk in and see Albolo doing his terrible narration.
Yeah.
So you went scorched earth and you just decided to kill everyone in the...
I only at the gate. And then I don't know if it's because maybe nobody got to play the drums. Maybe that was the difference.
Maybe that's it too.
Then
when
I got in, everyone was just like partying. Even though I'm new to the camp. The only people who don't look like we belong. And it's all cool, which honestly made the play space more fun, but I was just confused. Like I got confused about this in the previous goblin area where I also fought my way in. And as soon as I got in, goblins were running around. I was like, oh fuck. And then they were just like, what up, dude? And I'm like, wait, what?
I think I did use like an Elithid on one of them and like half of the camp was fine.
Right.
The other half was maybe like not cool. I don't know. It was kind of weird. Cause then, do you remember when we had to go free the dwarf? Or
gnome?
Yeah. I forget. The guy on the windmill that we needed.
Yeah, I read him all right.
We freed him. They I think they ended up being aggressive towards us, but I think that was after we probably interacted with them. So yeah, maybe it's always up to the group you encounter and it's always different.
Yeah.
And there's on the mini map, you'll know if they have like little yellow icons, that means they won't attack you immediately on site. Red ones will. So it's kind of like they're intelligent. They're going to wait and see if this is a threat they have to deal with or not, you know, kind of read.
What'd you do first there, Alan? We had a bunch of, things we could go to and there's a bard singing. What did you decide to head towards? Yeah.
Did anything happen to you on the bridge?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, Billy.
The vision.
Wait. No, sorry.
There's a vision.
I thought that was after the main.
No,
camp.
That was before you got
it. Seems to be randomly triggered because if you run straight to the bridge, then it'll happen on the bridge. But I was kind of exploring the like outside place a bit, and it happened not on the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's talk about that. I just thought it was after we went into the dungeon or something for some reason.
It might have been, but yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, so...
Oh, no. Yeah, mine was in, I think, right before the bridge.
So, yeah. Well, can you tell us what happened, Alan?
Maybe someone else can, because I feel like all the very specifics of, like, it was a very Shadow Heart. It was a Shadow Heart episode. It was basically... Kind of. Yeah. From what I remember...
Give us exactly the best you can, and then we'll hear from Kaylee and Jackie exactly. Okay, this is like
the terrible spark notes. Shadowheart is her thing. What's her thing? Artifact, her artifact. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Her artifact starts like glowing and doing all sorts of stuff, and you get this sort of backstory about some sort of antagonist to Shadowheart, I think, I remember. And then there's some other people that like are with her or with them that are also like, I don't know, some like harbingers or messengers or some shit. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Keep going.
And then the artifact like dispels them from like reading your mind and all this shit. Man, there was more. There was way more.
And I don't remember. Like seeing what Alan gets out of story moments.
But there was a lot of good Shadowheart backstory. I think that after this, it opens up some dialogue that you can have with Shadowheart, which I think for you, Billy, would probably be beneficial, and you probably exhausted that.
Correct.
Yes. But it seems like it's part of Shadowheart's like main story quest line. And there seems like there's some other baddie out there that's kind of could be in our way. And there's potential minions also.
I can try to add a few things to that. Crew.
Yeah, could you?
Alan's like, save me, I'm drowning over here.
I don't know.
Someone else talk about the lore.
So are they called the Absolute? Is that what the three are called? Or is the Absolute the one talking to you?
The Absolute
starts talking to you, which you do learn kind of either in this moment or very shortly after, that is what that mark is that you've been using to control the goblins. And we learn a little bit more about that soon, but it's like, oh, the Absolute, that's so the Absolute is talking at Shadowheart and sort of, or sorry, all of you really, mm-hmm. and maybe even just you. And then showing these three kind of silhouettes, and you get to hear a little bit about them. It's like one is a charismatic young guy and one is a pale woman, which obviously I was like, huh? And then one is, I don't know, something else. Probably like a wizard or something.
Oh.
No, pale. I like the pale. Pale. She's the like pale. Quiet and pale and like mysterious. Sorry, that's what I meant. Is they were like, one is like, basically they're just talking about Shadowheart, right? They're just like, one's like a goth. I was like, what?
Huh? Wait, so you think the woman is Shadowheart?
No. I just meant it's the exact same vibe. Mm-hmm. That how they describe it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Potential dating partner.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yep. And then Shadowheart's little relic or whatever the fuck. She doesn't know what it is, which is interesting. So I guess we'll get to that in a second. It starts like she pulls it out. It has power. It somehow dissipates the voice or pushes it away. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's kind of up. And I guess it might depend on if you have the Gith Yankee in your party at the time or not. But she recognizes it as a Gith relic. Oh. And she's like, you stole that from my people. And I'm going to get it back, right?
Mm.
And Shadowheart is kind of saying... So after you exhaust some dialogue, Shadowheart is basically saying, I chose to have my memories suppressed. So I don't actually remember what this object does. I just know I need to get it to Baldur's Gate. And yeah, we took it from your people and a lot of my people died to do it. So I'll stop you if you try to take it. And you can kind of choose to side with them or you can choose your usual, like, don't really do anything option, which is what I did for the moment. But I did really like what they were setting up between these two of like, ooh, later on, you might have to really choose or someone's going to like come for blood over this artifact. And I'm curious who these three people are. So anyway, I believe that was the setup. Can you guys correct what I got wrong there?
Well, I didn't have Lizelle or Shadowheart in my party when this happened.
What happens?
Apparently,
you don't have Shadowheart in your party.
I don't have Shadowheart in my party either.
I want to put her back.
How have I been doing this?
I want to put her back because right now, I just haven't changed my party since finding Karlach. So I have me, Asterion, Karlach, and Will.
Choices.
So Will. He's an okay player. Yeah.
Get him out of there.
I don't know.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, Shadowheart is the one with the relic. So when this all happens, the relic just appears. Like, it followed you. It came with you. Dispels them, and you're just left in a mystery. You're like, oh, I don't know what happened.
Oh, you just don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens to it afterward? Does it?
I have a follow up on
that. You see it literally fly away.
No, it stays with you. It's in your inventory now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's weird.
So
okay.
I spoke to Shadowheart. So Shadowheart was also not in my party. Lazelle was. Lazelle, I don't recall saying anything in the moment. I went to Shadowheart at camp after this happened, because the same thing happened to me, Jackie. And I asked her, I was like, do you know that this thing just showed up to me? I didn't steal it, right? don't shank me. And she was like, yep. She's like, I saw it go. It must have enough power of its own to choose who it wants to be with. And so you hang on to it for now, and I will try to take it back when I have to. Yeah, and she's basically just like, yeah, it seems to have enough willpower that it can decide this, which is interesting.
So, oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first exciting, real difference we've stumbled across, I think.
Storytelling.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got a blood feud going on between two of the women I'm dating.
Wait, you're dating Lizelle too?
Oh, also Lizelle, yeah.
No, I neither. You know, the one bummer that I've had is like the past two or three sessions, neither of them have had any real new dialogue for me.
Yeah.
So I'm dating nobody because I try to talk to them and they have nothing. They don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, oh. But we just ran around for like 3 hours. We did all kinds of stuff. You don't have anything to talk about. When I threw a lightning bolt from my hand through that dude's fucking head. You got nothing. And it's like, no.
That's funny.
No.
And what about Karlach? Like, you haven't talked to Karlach at all?
No, I did.
Okay.
She's playing the fields.
She's got a heart that's an engine, and you need to find a person if you want to. Mm-hmm. And likes drinking. And when I said join my party, she was like, fuck yeah. And I was like, oh, that's fun.
I love that's one of her catchphrases. Like when you select her to control, she'll just go, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you annoyed yet by the catchphrases when you select a new character to control?
No, because I just don't do that.
Okay.
I haven't noticed the catchphrases between the people.
Your main character that you created. I hate.
Did we pick one that was a catchphrase?
No, it's like automatic for everybody. Oh, it's the same one.
Just
ones.
In their voice that you picked and stuff.
I've got.
Is this the like can't? Yeah, I do know this one.
The line. The line is. Yeah. I've got a lot in my mind, and in it. I'm just like, shut up. I hate you.
No, there's another one of you.
Hate that line of dialogue.
My character also says all the time that's something about like. Guess there's no time to rest now for something or whatever.
Yep. That one I do remember.
Hey, let me tell you a little more about Shadowheart.
Okay.
If I could. Because there's a little bit more, it turns out. Okay. So you can, after she says the shit I said, blah, 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 you can persuade her for more info, right? Mm-hmm. And she tells you that she doesn't know what the relic is, but she's going to get it to Baldur's Gate at any cost. That's the bit I told you about. Mm-hmm. And she suppressed her memories to do it because it's so secretive. They had to do that in case they got, like, you know.
Tortured for information.
Yeah, exactly. So then she ends up saying what she can tell you is that she's a servant of Shar, which meant nothing to me yet, but I don't know if it does to others. And her home is a secret cloister in Baldur's Gate. She goes into the memories thing. I also made this note. I thanked her for the info and she fucking hated that. And I was like, what is her deal? She hates every time I'm kind to her. She wants me to neg her, I think. Every time I'm kind to Shadowheart, she does not like it. She's got issues.
That is kind of weird.
Maybe that's her thing. She's fucking deep-seated issues. Anyway, I told you about the Gith Yankee thing, and that's it. Anyway, sorry, that was the one other thing, was that she is a servant of Shar, which I didn't quite know what that meant yet.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I also got the same options, and there was some extra sort of contextual clues about who this... whoever the followers of Shah or whatever, they don't seem I don't know, I guess very well received or something, or maybe just another sect of cultists or some sort of group of people that, because some of the questions that my character talked about was these people aren't I didn't know you were part of these people. They wouldn't be really welcomed here or there or whatever. So that was kind of interesting. So it seems like they're sort of shunned in a way.
She seems really defensive about the fact that she worships Shar, right? She's like, I don't care what you think. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, and I think the Gith Yankee says something to you separately later, if you talk to her, just about I can't believe we're with someone who worships Shar, right? Mm. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. it's kind of I know, right? Right. I don't know. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Girl, you're kind of crazy too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you guys do first? So Alan, you're loose in the camp. What'd you do? What thread did you follow?
Let me see. I think I talked to Volo first, and got him hot water. I think he basically just got I don't know. I think I threw him off his storytelling, and then they just threw him in the dungeon.
Did you follow him there?
Not immediately, no. They took him away, and then I kind of just kept exploring the camp outside. I did the chicken game.
What?
Did you guys do
the chicken game?
No.
What?
No,
no one did that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so as soon as you go in to the left, there's or somebody that you talk to basically was you can chase a chicken around. And it's part of a goblin tradition or something, and you have to find the path out of this maze. Oh. Or you have to corral this chicken out of this maze thing, and that's to the left, is this little left area. You can basically make a wager, and if you
that's
win,
amazing.
You get set stuff or whatever. Yeah, and it was pretty simple, honestly. It wasn't too bad. It was I thought it'd be and it's time too, I think. It was kind of ridiculous minigame. And then they tried to pull a fast one on me, and they were but only goblins can win, so you're not a goblin, so
fuck
off. And then I think I had to intimidate them to give me their stuff, so that worked out for me in the end. Anyways,
I did talk to a chicken, so
yeah, I tried to talk to the chicken. I didn't get anywhere.
All it said was escape.
I felt bad chasing the chicken, but yeah, you guys do that game. Cool. I don't know, that was the second thing I did there, Billy. And then there was some other stuff to the right. There was some guy talking a lot of smack. Mm-hmm. Had to put him in his place too. That was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. That was it. That was pretty much it. And then I didn't go in. So the main gate. The main gate, is that the way to get into the dungeon sect area or wherever?
Where there's a big ogre or something standing next to the door. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I didn't go that way.
Alan, that's where all the stuff is.
I know, but I did end up going in there, but I don't think I ended up going inside another way, I think.
Oh, yeah. So you did go into
the
dungeons and
yes, and do stuff. But like, I didn't go through them.
There's two other ways that I know of.
Oh, okay. There was a way a little bit outside the camp, like to the right outside, like up a ladder or something. I kind of fell into like some cave or something. I don't remember what it was, but there was another entrance and I came out from another way behind.
Did you get like into the rafters or something?
No, I ended up like right behind someone who was getting tortured.
Yes, I just found this pathway to do this and on this playthrough as well. So it's like if you go, it's like to the far, I think it's like the far east side of the camp, like by the river. There's like a little strip of land that runs north, and there's like a hidden tunnel.
Cool.
And that dumps you out. I discovered it because after talking with the prisoner, the way the prisoner gets out of there is through that exit. And I was like, I wonder if I can get over there. And you can.
Cool.
That's cool.
Oh, so like reverse. Yeah, yeah.
But there is one other way that I know of to get in there. And so which is into the rafters. And so it's essentially if you go like where that guy's talking a lot of smack, if you go up there, there's like some ladders and there's like a little platform thing. And then there's like, if you continue, I think it's westish, but stay up, there's like a doorway that can be broken down. Or like a crumbly wall. It's like a crumbly wall that can be broken down. It's like above the main gate.
Right.
So you can also batter that down and get into the rafters.
I didn't know about that one.
I did see that one, and I think I started it, but then they kept yelling at me.
Yes.
Because they were all sleeping, and they were like, could you just not? Could you not? Because they were like all drunk and hungover.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fun that everyone in the camp.
And then
like
I just didn't. I didn't keep working on that anymore. I was like, I'll keep moving.
What's the advantage of these other routes?
They bypass the initial guards after you first get into the Shattered Sanctum. There's another like persuasion check essentially that you have to pass. Or deception or I think a couple of
But there
other,
are guards at these other routes too.
No.
There was
There's the sleeping ones that Alan mentioned.
Yeah, there was, and then the one right before. So when I got to the like mid torturing, I think I had to like persuade them or tell them, or like kind of basically tell them to go away so I can be left alone with the guy.
Oh yeah, but that's part of that sequence anyway.
Oh okay, okay.
Yeah. So
then, yeah,
cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah.
I took the front door and I just said, no, it's cool. Yeah. And it was like a roll of five or something.
Yeah, it's easy.
They were like, okay. All right. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But we've got a few things we could do here. The most obvious immediate thing is that someone is branding goblins in the center chamber. So I'm assuming maybe we start there because it was it really draws the eye. It's the goblin priestess that you were told to inquire about. And
there is one thing.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the goblin party before we go too far into the Shattered Sanctum.
Okay.
So, whenever.
No, do it.
Yeah. Is this outside? Okay. Outside.
Outside.
Okay.
So I kind of discovered this playthrough and I was very tickled with myself. Cuz I'd seen a hint of this online. I was like, you can't really do that, can you? And you can. So you can poison the beer. I was like, I went to the Shadow Sanctum for a little while. I kind of was fucking around in there. I was like, I'm evil and bored.
Wow.
So I just went back out. I drank an invisibility potion that I had. And you can dump the Wiven poison that the healer gives you, Nettie gives you, into the beer. And they'll be like, it's a toast. Hell, let's have a toast. And half of them drop dead.
Oh, that's crazy.
Holy smokes.
Wait, but what is there like a keg?
Yeah, is there
where is the beer?
So there's a keg, you know where like they're roasting suspicious meat? It's, if you're facing the sanctum, it's to the right of that. It's kind of underneath.
Amazing.
Like, the tree.
Oh, I should go do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I recommend, so they'll still blame you afterwards.
Oh.
But it's an easy persuasion check to just be like, if I poisoned you, why would I still be here? And they're like, good point. Must be someone else. And then they go on alert, you know. But
that tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's fun.
I don't know. I had to share that one because I was just like, I was so pleased it worked.
That's yeah. really cool.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
I love when that kind of stuff, you can do that stuff and it all works out.
Yeah. Okay. So continue with the mm-hmm. branding.
Yeah. So the priestess is branding people. Mm-hmm. And you get a little tiny snippet of dialogue of someone being like, oh, I'm so excited to get branded because now I'm going to get to hear from. This is where you might piece it together if you didn't before. I've already forgotten the title of it again. Is it the Absolute Authority?
Absolute.
The Absolute. Oh, I'm going to get to hear the Absolute. And the priestess is like, you're not good enough to hear her voice. Her voice is like a knife cutting through you or something that means a similar thing. And then anyway, you can approach the priestess and talk to her. And in the initial stage, she asks you if you want to get mm-hmm. branded. What did you guys do?
Nah. No.
No. Okay. Jackie?
I ran past this with this character. In my other two playthroughs, I have an evil playthrough in which I did get the brand. So I know that there are some, like, you know, equipment, amulet, armor, something that is only, it only works on someone with the sign of the Absolute.
Oh, interesting.
Just like,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Getting branded, I guess outside of like this, this armor or whatever you get, is that like, anything plot wise?
No, I don't know.
It just works in this camp and that's it.
I haven't really seen it come in handy in anywhere else. Or maybe it does. I don't know. Does Kaylee know something?
Okay. It definitely can in this camp, right? So for what we know right now, it's like if you get it, then everyone in this camp recognizes it and we're all mm-hmm. part of the Absolute and that's going to be great. So I will say I chose it for that reason. I was like, great. So mm-hmm. it's basically just a like mm-hmm. uniform blend in the stupid ass camp. Let's do this thing. I need to check this camp out. So I took it for that reason. What about you, Alan? What was your choice?
No, I didn't do that. What did I? I did not get the brand. I led the conversation in a way that, like, I think so that we could talk in secret.
Oh, yes.
And that led her away from, like, the rest of it. Because I thought I was supposed to basically clear the... Okay, so to do the... what was the other quest for Zevlor? Mm-hmm. To get rid of like the three mm-hmm. people, and so I think she's one mm-hmm. of them.
Mm-hmm. So you had already found the druid?
I think I had already found
Zevlor's the tiefling leader.
The tiefling, back in the
grove.
That yeah,
the
you
grove.
Can get.
Yeah, so yeah. to
never talk. Yeah, I didn't to, remember that guy's quest.
Yeah, yeah, to bring balance to the grove, to let them basically leave the grove. Gotcha. So I think that was part of the goblin mm-hmm. quest. So that's why I kind of started immediately like. Throwing hands at, like as soon as I got into the so that led her away to like a private room, and then I initiated the fight and like we fought just her, but then like everyone else got involved anyway, so it was still a long drawn out fight either way, at least for me. I don't know if there was another way to play it, or if I kind of just messed up the last like bit of what I was supposed to do, but then I just cleaned everyone up. Everybody up, but it was like really, I don't know, it was a tough room to fight in, honestly. So
for sure there's like a bottleneck annoying. Right,
yeah, it's a bottleneck, and then there's also like a broken wall, so like they can jump over on the left, so I had to like kind of split off the party and like, all right, you guys two take the door, the other two just start throwing firebombs at the staircase, so anytime anyone walks through they're just getting fired. It was kind of a fun fight in retrospect, but I thought it was going to be like a just like, okay, she's dead here, and then no one else is going to know the wiser, but that's not what happened.
So I did manage to kill her. So I did the same kind of thing where I denied the brand, and then she was like, but you have something else, and she kind of picks up that you have the parasite in your head, and she doesn't seem to realize that she also has one.
Yeah.
Or at least that's the way the dialogue kind of leads you to believe. And so she's like, well, we can go talk in private about getting that out of there if you want. And I was like, okay, let's go talk in private. So we go talk in private and she offers to take it out of my head. And at this point, I've gotten some other information. So I'm like, no, I want the power. So let me think about it. And so as I'm thinking about it, there's like this cool locked door. And I'm like, I wonder if I can distract her and then have a staring people lock. She catches us, initiates combat. But we kill her real fast before anybody else
notices. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, which nice. I was like, and then we pick up. And then she has the key on her anyway, and so we're able to get into that secret area.
Yeah, right.
Which is, right. I highly recommend doing, because there's more there that we will want to explore. So, yes. Mm. But, yeah.
Well, Jackie, what'd you do?
So I blew past Priestess Gut. I ran back to Minthara.
Right back into Minthara's arms.
Sorry, what does that mean?
So I went to the deepest part of this dungeon, and I'm gonna fight my way to the entrance instead of fighting from the entrance back towards the back of it.
So there's three goblin leaders, right? There's Priestess Gut, there's Dror Raglan, and then there's Minthara, the Drow, is also how you've had her referred to. And so these are like the three leaders of the goblin camp.
Okay. Okay, well, I will tell you guys what I did, and tell me if you did this on one of your other playthroughs, but because my character is kind of dumb, he's very, like, I wouldn't say gullible, trusting, right? So gets the brand. That goes fine. Then she opens the dialogue like Kaylee said. Where it's like, hey, I can help you with that. Because once you get the brand, then you can also kind of approach like, I guess it sounds like you can just skip the brand and still approach. But I took the brand and then approached like, hey, I got this thing. They said you can help. Yeah, let's go talk private. All right, let's do it. Go talk private. Then when you go talk private, you can keep being like, but can you get it out? And then she offers to. And she gives you something to drink and won't tell you what it is. She also keeps denying that she has one, even though it's very clear to you that she does have one based on the dialogue. Because you keep reading that hers is there. You each get images of each other's minds. Nothing really revealing of anything. Just it's just telling you that you are. And so she gives you like a potion to drink that she won't tell you what it is. It's obviously probably not smart to drink it. But again... My character is very trusting. And he goes, okay. So I drink it. You pass out. And you wake up chained. So while you are chained. Oh, sorry. There is one bit I missed that was actually pretty interesting. When you first get branded, you see a vision of the goblin priestess receiving instructions from the chosen young man who is one of the absolute. So that was kind of interesting that it's like, he has been manipulating her in some way or told her to do something or she's lying to you. Something there, you won't probably get the answer yet, but you do realize there's a connection there. So then you ask for help and she takes you to her chapel. Okay, there's a few steps here. First, she says everyone has to leave.
That's right.
And so you got to make everyone leave. Then she's like, you got to drink this thing and I won't tell you what it is. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So I drank it. You wake up cuffed. While you're like handcuffed to chains in a different chamber, she's basically saying how she's just going to kill you now and you're an idiot. Right before she does, a random woman does a Doctor Strange portal and comes through. And her name is Carilla, I want to say. Carilla. And she just appears, slits the goblin's throat, and she's like, hey, you're lucky I was watching you. My master sent me. You might not get lucky again. Don't be stupid. And then disappears.
Wow. Okay.
I'm guessing that it was the bard's servant, the devil bard that you met. Just the way she talked, I was like, is that who I'm supposed to think she is? But I'm not sure if it was supposed to be more mysterious. If I also just missed stuff, if she was like literally standing in the room when I met him and I just can't remember.
She was not. What?
Okay. Mm-mm. So anyway, so she shows up. That is how then you feel this power from the dead goblin priestess and you can choose to accept what the thing is and just like let your worm take over, to do whatever it feels it wants to do. And essentially I said yes, because again, I'm trusting and I'm like, sure, whatever. And it like sucks the other worm out and you stick it in your pocket. So I didn't choose to put it in my head or anything. I just like, he just like stores it for now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I think I went to where Kaylee said with the key. So you get the key so you can get out all these chambers. And I went there and there's a puzzle with spinning plates that I spent like 6 minutes on. I understood none of it. And then I just peaced out. What am I supposed to be getting out of that? Like, what's the clue?
I think there's like a book or a journal or something that you can pick up that will give you the clue. Right?
Okay.
And you probably have to go into inventory and read it. Like, it doesn't pop up, or how does that work?
Yeah.
Probably.
I thought there might have been a gear icon over a book somewhere that you, and then that pops up and reads it. But.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I thought there was like maybe like some sort of diagram or some drawings around that might have coordinated. I also didn't do the puzzle, Billy. Mm. I think I saw the puzzle and I was like, okay, well, I'll get to that because that'll be something. Then I kept walking around and then there is, I don't know who did it or who like perceived it, but someone found that there was like a button that you can press and that'll open the door.
Instead of doing the puzzle?
Or just solve the puzzle, anyway.
That's
instead of doing the puzzle.
Wow. Yeah.
My crew, not smart enough, apparently.
Yeah, maybe the, I just got lucky with the perception checks or something. But that just worked out.
Was it the crack in the wall? Because they like do a perception check and they see the crack in the wall, but then maybe they try to use it and they're all just like.
maybe that it was like to the right, like past the puzzle to the right on the wall. Yeah. It looked like a some sort of like, you know, candlestick or something. I don't remember, something that was jutting off of the wall. I thought. But yeah, it's weird that if it was the same thing, it didn't work for you. If you guys try to click it,
I haven't been into that area yet.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, there's a bit you have to talk to. There's another ogre or something before that.
Yeah, that you either have to dispatch or persuade to let you through.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, in my situation. Did I say her name was Corella?
Yeah. Gorilla?
Yeah, that's crazy. But
she kills him. So you don't you just show up and he's dead.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's handy. Nice.
So being trusting and just bumbling around has so far really
you're doing okay.
Off.
Wow.
It seems like
that's it's still working out for you.
Cool. I wonder about that person. So mysterious.
Did you guys find the druid?
Yes.
Should we talk about that quickly?
I haven't in this playthrough yet. I went and talked to the other goblin leaders, and that's where I stopped. Mm. But I have found the druid previously, so I can talk about that.
Okay. What about you, Alan? Did you find the druid?
I did find... Yeah, I did find the druid.
Okay. Maybe let's talk about that, because I think for your first playthrough, you're probably more likely to go after those main quest people first and be like, they told me to come here for the druid, let's find the druid, right? How did you piece it? Kind of like, I think, a little fun where the druid is as you're trying to piece together like, where would this prisoner be? Did you have any trouble with that, Alan, or was it just totally random, or how'd you do it
getting to the druid,
like finding the druid?
I feel like yeah, that place down there was a bit of a maze. I had to look at the map a couple times. And I think also maybe the quest markers, they might have pointed in the right direction. So I think I just followed that to like the farthest end of like the prison dungeon area. Eventually I got there, but I'm pretty sure I got lost a couple times, like walking back and forth and then being like, oh, I was just here. And then I was like, and since I didn't come through the front door, I was like, is this the front door? I don't really want to go back out. But eventually I got there and, he's being, imprisoned. Mm-hmm. I think I did get a bit of backstory from a goblin that I talked to outside, and they mentioned a battle bear or something. They were like, oh, we caught a battle bear, or like some war bear or whatever. and we'll break him so he's going to be part of our like crew or whatever in due time. And I was like, could that be the druid? And like, I think it dawned on me that I was like, is that the druid that that just changed into a bear?
Yeah, because you've seen at the Grove that they can change into animals.
Right. And there was a bunch of bears there too, so
there was.
It all tracked.
Do you guys remember on your first playthrough how you pieced together where the druid was? Like, and go ahead.
I mean, they were talking about like in the pens. And so when I found the door that said warg pens, I was like, ooh, it must be something in here. And I was expecting to find.
Who was talking about it? Who was talking about it?
I don't remember. Maybe some of the goblins, or maybe the guy who was being tortured. Yeah.
The guy who was being tortured definitely talks about it.
Oh,
because I went up to him again, like in this round, and it was, and he was like, yeah, they found a, I think he even tells you that it is Halzen. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like he even like tells you that like it is Halzen. They got it in the warg pens.
Yeah, like, that might be it.
Cool. Yeah.
Gosh.
But like,
that sounds right. Yeah.
I remember a few other characters like here and there just alluding to the bear. Like they've got, I think Minthara does mention that they do have the druid, but she's not, and but I don't think she specifies where. Yeah. And then so anyway, warg pens. I remember getting lost a lot though. Alan's point. I remember like having to look at my map all the time, being like, how the hell?
Yeah, it was hard to navigate for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speed run us just a tiny bit through one druid thing. So I didn't have the luxury of finding any of those comments. But it actually made it, I think, a little more fun because nobody ever told me where he was. Instead, I was kind of looking at what the rooms are. And when there were... So first, I got the bard thing to trigger, like you said, Alan. And I was like, I'm going to follow behind to see where they take him. And that's where the prison cells are. And then that wasn't really true. The bard is on his own and you could do a little thing and you can free him and whatever. So he's back at camp. But then you're kind of back to like, all right, so where are the prison cells or where would the druid be? And then as I'm kind of looking at the room options and one is the warg pens, I was like, oh, he's probably with them in an animal form. And so then I kind of went there and they are harassing the bear. You get some choices of if you want to goad them to continue or stop them. And then if you want to be good to the druid, you're going to get in a big old fight and you're going to fight spiders and you're going to fight wargs and you're going to fight goblins and you can stop from sounding alarms and getting more help, or you can.
Yeah. Did you kill? Did you kill the goblin children?
Yes. Sorry. So the ones running for help are goblin children. And also the same ones, though, who are clearly like demented because they're enjoying torturing the bear. So like the way the scene starts, they're like, they really drive it home that they're like having a good time.
So they make it okay to kill these goblin children. They're like, they torture animals.
I would say they dehumanize them a bit.
Yeah.
They don't put them on any path to be like, they don't get what they're doing or, you know, they're kind of like, hey, we're going to totally dehumanize goblins. And then give you this choice of like stopping the children from sounding the alarm. And then you do a big fight and you get to see the druid be a badass. Always, he's your strongest party member essentially at that point. He's fucking people up and he's healing himself at the same time and everything's going great. Okay. So really quickly, did you guys kill the children or not kill the children?
Absolutely kill the children.
Kill the children. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Everyone killed the children, huh? did I kill the children? I think I must have at least killed one of them, but I think they still sound the alarm. I think one of them might have escaped. Dang. I didn't catch him in time. There was too many people. There was so many, like, I was like, I probably should target those kids first. Them kids.
You always got to target them kids
first. is that yeah, that's the
They're fast.
That's they're fast. They're running away.
Running for help. Yeah,
they are running for help. So yeah,
they are running away.
Now,
children.
So you do that, and after that fight, if you want the druid in your party, he asks you to do what it sounds like the other quest also asked you to do, which was take out the three goblin leaders.
Yeah.
Which we will have to reconnect on next time. Finish the Goblin Camp.
Yes. What other info did you get from the Druid?
Did we get other info?
Did you talk to him about your parasite? You're like, did you say, like, can you help me with my parasite?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You're right. Do you want to say it? Yeah.
So he said he, in his time spent here imprisoned, he's learned that they are sending people to Moonrise Towers to be infected, essentially. Like, they're sending innocent people away.
Innocents go in.
True souls come out. Yeah.
Yes.
And True Soul is the name for the people with the parasites. And so.
With the mark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, come with me. Show me where Moonrise Towers is. Like, let's go there. And he's like, okay, but I need to spill some blood first. And we're like, okay, I'll help you. And then come with me to Moonrise Towers.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. And one other little bit there is he tells you in all of that, that someone is using magic to modify the tadpoles and exert control over them.
Right.
And that is kind of happening at Moonrise Towers.
Yes.
As you said. And so with the piece that I found out earlier, by taking the mark and seeing the young male figure silhouette in one of the three give the priestess orders, I do wonder, like, will we find him there? So that's
I saw so the young man is talking to Priestess Gut. When I talked to Minthara, and I saw the pale woman talking to Minthara.
Interesting. And so I wonder if you can see all three three or something like that.
You can. Jor Ragsland, you get the third one.
Okay.
The armored elf. What's the other guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
The armored elf. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So next time we got to take those two out and then head to Moonrise Kingdom.
No, towers.
I know.
Yes. Wes Anderson.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can't wait. Wow.
Moonrise. Show me your butt. Get it?
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Oh, she's coquettish. Run, mama, I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting power. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't need to be a horse farmer. I'm going. Standard dish. Store mode is mine. Still stuck at the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard dish. Why? Store mode is my ocean's cookie dish.